Quest presents an unabridged recording of Viking Slave by Griff Hoska, narrated by Master Njork. Chapter 1. It was a misty and damp spring morning when the Vikings first came. I was with the other boys by the river, hauling in the nets filled with the salmon caught overnight. It was hard to see anything with the low mist which we called a sea fret hanging over the river. The cold chilled you to your very bones. I had taken off my hair fur boots before I entered the water, as I did not want them to be wet and soggy all day. It was better to have cold feet. I waded to the furthest point from the shore. The other children did not like me. The boys called me Crow. The name was meant as an insult, for I was the only dark-haired boy in the whole village. It marked me out as different, and that was a bad thing. I was also thin and frail. I think I inherited those qualities from my mother. I looked a lot like her. She had been taken in a slave raid by my father, who had been a warrior of some renown. She had lived on the west coast, and it was said that she was of the old people of Britain. My father treated her well, and she was better off than most of the slaves. But I did not fare well. My father also resented my dark hair and, as he called it, my weedy appearance. All the other boys looked like true Saxons with their broad chests and blonde hair. I was the freak that they could all gang up on. Of course, I learned to run really quickly to avoid their beatings. Tai, Selak and Rald were my worst tormentors. That morning, as we worked in the water before the Vikings came, I was safe. Work time was not the time for bullying. It was not the time to hold my head under the water until I nearly drowned, or to burn my feet with a brand from the fire. Work was my safe time, and I volunteered for work as often as possible. I say the Vikings came, but we did not call them Vikings then. We just called them the men from the north, or wolves from the sea. That was what they appeared like. They just arrived without any warning. They were something new. Their ships sailed from somewhere over the edge of the world in the east, and they came silently. We had heard of raids further north, but until that cold spring day they had never ventured to our river. It was called the river because no river was as big, and it was ours.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?